get all excited, love.
I think I need to hear some more.
I think of you all the time.
Still need to hear some more.
I'm making up my mind right now.
What you doing that for?
Dreaming. Will you be my superstar?
And drive a flashy sports car.
Will you be my everything?
And treat you like a real king.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to Fund Drive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club, Lotus Land Tattoo, and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Bilo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today.
Get up, stand up, get up. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Feature Hour. Going to be on from 11:30 till 1 o'clock today. This is Zara talking to you on your speakers right now. The first song that we just heard is by Feldberg, and the song is called Dreamin', and that's a Cassette Culture remix. And then after that, I played a PSA as a thank you to everyone who donated and volunteered and was involved with our fun drive. Our fun drive finale was this past Friday at the Biltmore, and it was really successful night, really fun. So thank you again to everyone who was involved and who donated. Coming up on December 16th, there is a Discorder art show. And this is a really, really awesome event because got a lot of great artists, but also a lot of great bands playing. We got Lost Lovers Brigade, Shimmering Stars, and Kellerissa. I'm sorry if I said that wrong, but it's a strange-looking word. I tried my best. So, yeah, at this art show, there's going to be photography, art, and music, and it's a fit-to-print art show. I'm not really sure what that means, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's also going to be a release of Moon of Neptune by Kellerissa, so it's a really intense night. And then afterwards, there's some DJs playing as well. The event is going to be at... Let me check. I will figure this out. I just gotta figure... Oh, okay. It is at the Interurban Art Gallery, and that's on East Hastings at Carroll Street. So, again, that's December 16th. And you can get tickets at the station here, or at Scratch Records, or Zulu Records, anywhere where you get your tickets usually. These will be there. So, yeah, make sure to check that out. If you're a student, take some time off your studying for your finals. Maybe hit up this art show. Get some relaxin' so you don't stress yourself out with school. Even though it's kind of hard. It's a last stretch, guys. It's like, I'm a student and it's really hectic this time of year, so. I mean, this is a great break, I guess. I'm going to get back to some music now. The next song that I'm going to play is a Chad Van Galen track. And this one is called Blonde Hash. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, and this is the Student Feature Hour, going to be here till 1 o'clock today.
Thank you.
Van Music is proud to present the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
This night will be devoted to promoting independent local artists. The cover charge will be $5.
Drink specials start at $2 a glass. Free pool, lots of parking. Come and support local bands.
Again, that's Van Music presenting the Indie Pop Vancouver series every Friday night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Listen to a lot of stuff right there. First track was a Chad Van Galen track. That was Blonde Hash. And then after that was Klaxons, Golden Scans. And then a song called We Once Had an Empire by Cassette Culture. And then Werewolf Heart by Gypsy Death Star. And then that last one, was Musicophilia by Synthcake. Synthcake was playing at the CITR Fun Drive finale on Friday. And they're really good live, really fun people. On their Bandcamp, they describe themselves as circus pop, which is kind of appropriate. It kind of sounds circusy, which is really, really awesome. Not a lot of bands do kind of theme-ish. I don't know if they would consider themselves having circus theme, but I like how they have that vibe. So that sounds really awesome. They're a great band. Local, of course, from Vancouver. So that was from their album Musicophilia. And you can find that on Bandcamp. It's a really, really awesome album. Really fun. Really great to listen to. So that was Synthcake. And then last night, there was the last semifinal for CITR Shindig. And we had From Birch to You, Fistful of Snacks, and The Population Drops playing. And I believe the finals are actually next week. I'm not sure who is playing the finale or finals, but it's going to be exciting. The Old Wells won last year, and now they're doing really well for themselves. So Shindig always has really great bands coming out. So it's going to be exciting. Really, really exciting. So yeah, that's happening next week at the Railway Club, as usual. Starts at 9, I believe. And then usually it goes till just after 11, sometimes a little bit later when they're running late. But yeah, it's a fun show. Great place to grab your friends, drink a beer. And then, not sure what I'm playing next. Okay, next I am going to play, let me see here. I'm going to play a track, and it's going to be awesome. Because it's big, by Grimes. Grimes from Montreal. She was here a couple weeks ago. I didn't get to go because they were sold out. Or, no, Austria was sold out. But Grimes had a show, and this is her new song called Oblivion, and it's from her new, I think, record that she's putting out, and that one's called, and the record is called Visions. So this is a track from the Visions album. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the Student Feature Hour going on till 1 o'clock.
Baby. wake up in the morning feeling like a ditty and put my glasses out the door. I'm about to hit this city before I leave. Brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, 'cause when I leave for the night I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes, trying on all our clothes, clothes, boys blowing up our phones, phones, drop top and playing our favorite CDs, pulling up to the party, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow the speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow the speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. But I'm already here, and now the dudes are lining up, 'cause they hear we got swagger. But when we kick them to the curb, unless they look like Mick Jagger, I'm talking everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Smack if they're getting too drunk, drunk. And now we're going till they kick us out, or the police shut us down, down. The police shut us down, down. Popo shut us, and don't stop. Make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, 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 don't stop. Make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. Got me now. You got that sound, yeah, you got me. You build me up, you break me down. My heart, it pounds, yeah, you got me. With my hands up, get your hands up, put your hands up. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, oh, oh. We'll be right back.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Right before that PSA, heard some songs from Grimes. That was Oblivion, and it's her first single from her new album, Visions. And then after that was Sunday Girl, and totally don't judge me, but I played a TikTok cover. TikTok is that really, really, really annoying song by Kesha that was severely overplayed on the radio probably 2 years ago, maybe. But whatever, I played it anyway. It's different because, I don't know, just the way that Sunday Girl redoes the song is just... it just sounds completely different. You know, some covers kind of sound similar to the original, so that there really isn't a point to having the cover at all. I like it when bands completely reimagine the song. Sometimes, like, they do really heavy covers, or they change so it's, like, more electronic. This one was really redone so that it was completely acoustic. I think they had the little box thingy, and then there was a... acoustic guitar, and that was it. But the song sounds completely different, so yes, it has the same melody and the same words, but the song is still amazing. So I played that anyway, so whatever. That was a Sunday Girl cover. And then after that was Dream Cop, and the song was Beach City. That was a Teen Days remix. And then after that was MNDR, and the song is I Go Away. And then that last one was Crystal Castles with Suffocation, and that was a Memory Tapes remix. I actually played the MNDR song over YouTube, and I was looking at the comments, and apparently that song was played on a show called Secret Circle, which is on the CW. So it had a lot of views on it, which I was really confused about, but apparently they played that song on the show, so that's cool. I love it when artists get super, like, mega coverage on TV shows like The Secret Circle. If you don't know what Secret Circle is, it's a show on the CW, and it's about witches. It's kind of targeted towards that Vampire Diaries teenage girl demographic, which is cool because that demographic is huge right now. Everyone's just super obsessed with vampires, and I guess they're trying to move away from that by doing witches. I don't know. I don't watch it too much, so... that was on there, apparently. And then I just want to mention really quickly that on the coming Monday, so December 5th, at 6 o'clock in the lounge, that will be the last volunteer information session before the new year. So if you're interested in volunteering at CITR, the volunteer sessions are a really, really great place to start if you don't know where to start volunteering. A lot of opportunities, tabling, writing for Discorder, a lot of different opportunities. And if you're into music, come to the listening parties on Fridays from noon, and they're about an hour or so. They're run by our music coordinator, Sarah. And you can just chill in the lounge, like check out new tracks. If you're into music, it's a really great place to find out about new bands. Some are really awesome, some are not, but luck of the draw, right? It's just what you get. Next, I'm going to play a song by Braids. This band is from East Coast Canada, I think, not from here, definitely. I remember reading that they were signed on the same record label as Chadwin Galen, so that's kind of cool. And they were at Polaris this year. Didn't win. Arcade Fire won, of course, which is really weird. But, yeah, this is Braids, and this is from their album Native Speaker, which did really well. So this is Lamekin by Braids. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Feature Hour. Gonna be here for another 15 minutes, just over 15 minutes. I just wanted to mention really quickly that the new Discorder magazine is out. And this is our special Jan-cember issue. So basically, just for the months of January and December, we combined the issues. So it's a little bit longer than usual. And that's pick up-able right now. Dixie's Death Pool is on the cover, but there's also a story on World Club inside. And World Club played at CITR Fun Drive finale as well. And I'm not sure what the purpose was, but there was a guy in the band. Actually, I don't know if he's in the band, but he was kind of rubbing his head on the floor while the band was playing, and it was kind of confusing for me, but it was cool, like, whatever. If he wants to do it, then just go for it, dude. So, it was cool. Anyways, the Jan-cember issue has really cool RLA reviews. There's the Keep Shelley in Athens show, the Grimes and Myths show. So, a lot of good stuff in there. And we have our new art director doing this one. This is his second issue, I believe. So, it's cool. A lot of cool pictures in there. A lot of cool illustrations. Discorder always has really good art. I love it. So, yeah. And if you can't pick it up in stores or whatever. Or not stores. Just around Vancouver, then you can also read the issue online, actually, which is really cool. We started doing this recently, and the entire issue is available for you over the internet, over the World Wide Web. The link is kind of long. I don't want to bore you with that, but if you go on Facebook and go to the Discorder Facebook page, there is a link to the online issue, and you can view the entire issue, like the entire thing online. So that's really cool. And then before I get back to some music, I'm going to play a song by Battles in a second, but I just read on the News 1130 page that there was a human skull found in Aldergrove. Some BC Hydro tree trimmers found this, like, human skull, and no one knows where it came from. I don't know what's happening. It's kind of twisted. This is not as bad, I think, as those left feet that wash up on the beach. I can't remember what, like, harbor or coast or beach that they turn up on, but apparently those are still turning up, which is really, really creepy, like, for me. Like, I'm into these kind of twisted stories, but the feet turning up is really weird. Like, someone needs to figure out what's happening, because that dude has a problem. I'm assuming it's a dude. Like, I don't know how these feet could become detached any other way, right? It's just the left feet, you guys. It's weird. I kind of want to know what's happening, but anyways, I'm going to play this Battles track, and it's from the album Gloss Drop. This one is called Sweetie and Shag. So I'm going to play that right now, and probably a PSA before that, actually. I'm going to do that first. But yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Got about 15 minutes left on the show, and then afterwards, we have a really cool show by some dudes that I'm going to play. I'm going to get the name for the show for you guys, but let's listen to the Battles track first. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Thank you.
like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club, Lotus Land Tattoo, and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today.
Get up, stand up, get up. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Got about 5 minutes left, but in that 5 minutes, or maybe a little bit less, I'm going to share this little fun fact. So check this out. Since August 2007, I'm about to talk about the human feet, by the way, because it was really bothering me and I just want to know more about it. Okay, so August 2007, 12, okay, there are 12 detached human feet that have been discovered on the coast of Salish Sea. That's where they've been turning up. And a little bit in Washington as well, but along that coast, mostly in Vancouver, I guess, or BC. Anyways, these 5 feet belong to 5 men, 1 woman, and 2 other persons that they can't identify a gender for. So that's kind of creepy. And then the 2 left feet have been matched with 2 of the right feet. So I thought that they were just left feet, but I was wrong. There have been 4 of those feet, and apparently 2 are a pair. And then since July 2011, there has been a hoax foot. So I don't know what this means. What does a hoax foot mean? Does that mean that someone found a left foot and kind of attached it to this weird foot thing that's happening? Was it a real hoax foot or was it a fake hoax foot? I'd be a little bit concerned if it was real, because where did that guy get his foot? It's just a weird situation. I'm reading this off of Wikipedia, so I don't know how reliable it is. It might be pretty reliable, but they're called the Salish Sea Human Foot Discoveries. That is its title on Wikipedia. This is a really cool, kind of scary situation, and I'm really interested. But I don't know if that's something that should be completely shared, but it's okay. The songs that I played there were Battles, that was Sweetie and Shag, and then Polish Girl by Neon Indian as well. And then I played some songs before that from Crystal Castle Braids, Friends, and the Gay 90s. The Gay 90s are from Vancouver, so it's a really cool local band. I have about 2 minutes left till I gotta put the next show on, but I think before I do that, I'm just gonna leave something playing. I don't think we'll be able to hear the whole song, but I'll play a bit of it. I'm gonna play some, I don't know what I should be playing. Maybe some Teen Days. Teen Days is always good, right? This track is called, it's called Cliff Jump Love Song, which is a cool title. So that's going to be playing on right now. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This was the Student Feature Hour. And thank you so much for listening, for everyone that's out there. And enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.